Mr. Bernanke. Hello? Mr. Bernanke? Oh, it's good to hear you. You had fun playing golf with the G8 finance minister, sir. Yeah, especially Francois Hollande. Yeah, I know. Sir, there is this matter the president has mentioned recently to you. No, sir, it's not another organic Jewish recipe. It's, Sir? No, it's the matter relating to... No, not the bank tax. Relax, Mr. Bernanke. Yeah, it's strictly official matter of the Federal Reserve. Haha, once you make it official, sir. What act? Sir, can't you remember QE3? Yeah, the QE3 release. Yeah, he thinks it should do the same magical bounce on the employment figures as it did last time when the healthcare bill and others were in the Congress. Yeah, that's right, Mr. Bernanke, but the president still thinks that it would help greatly in his efforts for the November re-election. Yes, Mr. Bernanke, he knows about the dangers of inflation and the national sovereign risk. But, sir, with all respect, the employment figures are much more threatening right now. Never mind Europe or China. Mr. Bernanke, the elections are held here. Look, sir, you know what the president wants, so I politely order you to carry out your quantitative easing magic once more. Oh, yes, the president has a sophisticated jobs program in mind and a smooth timetable. What program? Mr. Bernanke, I am not exactly informed what the program is like, but from what I gathered in passing through the West Wing, makes me suspect the program has to do with permanent employment in the campaigning industry. Well, Mr. Bernanke, by election time, we will have raised nearly $6 billion counting all sides. So it becomes obvious if we keep on campaigning, then America will have considerable stable and permanent employment for many years into the future. So you think that's crazy? Well, Mr. Bernanke, may I remind you that the president's program, of course, also means secure employment for a really cool Federal Reserve Bank governor. Yes, sir. QE3 is the president's wish. Yes, sir. That is all for today. Best regards from Timothy Geithner. And Jamie Dimon also sends his... What? You don't want to? Okay, I understand. Yes, sir, I will pass on your regards to the First Lady, the one and only wife of the President. Thank you, sir. Bye for now. $6 billion, this campaign employment program. I've got to work a little bit more on that. Maybe we can grow it to $20 billion and then we can export the model to those countries aspiring to free elections held in democratic circumstances for those who can pay for it.
You're listening to
Kaput
Radio.
Completely Kaput.
Kaput Radio.
Completely.